Chapter 1. "Mine," Olivia Glass said. "All mine." She could hear the mingled excitement and disbelief in her own voice as she approached the simple, double-story farmhouse. As of yesterday, it was signed, sealed, paid for, and hers. This dilapidated yet beautiful home set in the hills of Tuscany was where she was going to start her new life. She'd impulsively bought the farm, all 20 acres of it, after falling in love with it. Olivia supposed that one day the romance would wear off, but for now she felt tingly all over as she walked up to the house and, after a struggle with the rusty handle, pushed open the front door. Goosebumps prickled her spine as she stepped inside her new home. Her feet kicked up plumes of dust as she walked through the hallway where builders had been working the day before doing urgent repairs, and into the kitchen. This was a large space with a view of the hills beyond, equipped with broken counters and cupboards with no doors and rusty taps that worked sporadically. Probably, fixing the water supply would be a very minor challenge. She felt her heart constrict with excitement and fear. The house had so much potential, but was so badly neglected. A mountain of work lay ahead of her. Olivia wasn't scared of hard labor, but she did wonder how long it would take her to restore this echoing, peeling, cobwebbed shell into the comfortable and functional home that she'd imagined it had been in the past and could be again. Olivia sneezed. The kitchen was very dusty, and as yet she couldn't open the windows, which were jammed shut by dirt and rust. She decided it would be better to wait outside where her best friend Charlotte was going to join her for a walk around the farm. As Olivia headed back into the sun-filled hallway, she stopped in her tracks, staring in horror at the new arrival that had suddenly appeared. Between her and the door, in the middle of the peach-colored stucco flooring, crouched a huge, hairy spider. Olivia backed away as he crawled into the center of the sunbeam. She began breathing rapidly. She was petrified of spiders. Her apartment in Chicago, where she'd lived for the past 6 years, had been newly built, and she'd been on the 8th floor. The spiders hadn't worked their way up that high during her stay there, so she'd all but forgotten how scary she found them. Now she was remembering. She found them terrifying. Suddenly, Olivia found herself starting to doubt the wisdom of selling her safe, cozy apartment and plunging all her life savings into a place filled with threatening wildlife. The farmhouse was draped in cobwebs. Probably, she realized now, this meant hundreds of arachnids had made it their home. "Out?" Olivia tried in a quivering voice. Even she could tell it didn't contain the necessary authority. The spider ignored her, seemingly quite happy in his patch of sun. Unable to take her eyes off the monster, Olivia groped behind her. Her clutching fingers closed around a piece of board that had been left by the builders yesterday. She could nudge him with the board, and that would encourage him to move out of her path. Then she would be able to walk calmly outside. More likely, sprint in a panic, she admitted to herself. Olivia couldn't kill the spider. That was not even an option, no matter how scared she was. She couldn't possibly kill an innocent, if terrifying, being who'd believed this home was his own. He played a valuable role in the ecosystem. Olivia's knowledge of the role was sketchy, but she knew it was important. He just needed to be encouraged to move. Outside, preferably at least a mile or two away. "Go," she said, shaking a blonde lock of hair out of her eyes as she pushed the board toward the spider. The spider scuttled onto the board, and Olivia shrieked and dropped it, leaping back. "That's not what you were supposed to do," she yelped. Her shoulder bumped against something.